The Mind Aware, 728.
To the show. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to shift your mindset, break through limiting beliefs, make more money, have more fun, step into your celebrity. Oh yeah, all those good things. I'm Dana Wild. I am your host. And if you want to get a jolt of happiness every morning, build your business the feel-good way, then guess what? You want to check out the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. You can get that at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A, mantra. You know, you open it up in the morning, you feel good, you get that real good enthusiasm going, and guess what? It's easier to take action, it's easier to get stuff done, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about action. We're in the middle of a course I do called the 6-Week Intentional Action Course. Intentional action is something that I created and talk about in my book. I'm the premier authority in the world on intentional action. And intentional action is a very specific kind of action. It's the action you take after you move yourself to an emotionally positive place. So it's the action you take after you feel good. Feel good first, then take action. I think sometimes what happens, and we get a lot of questions about this on the show, I think because I talk about mindset so much, and mindset being the single most important thing in building a business, which is true, people think I'm anti-action, or that I don't like action, but it's not true. I love action, actually. I'm quite the opposite. I'm very productive, and I love getting in and doing stuff, right? Don't we love getting our hands in the clay? What I'm talking about here when I talk about action and what I'm teaching here is that your brain is responsible for your outcomes. Your brain is 100% responsible for your outcomes. And that is, without a doubt, the truth. And how can that be? Because this is the thing that confuses people. They write in and they're like, yeah, but I got to take action. Or yeah, but what do you mean that my brain is 100% responsible for my outcomes? Well, think about it this way. When you are training your brain, when you are thinking positive, when you are priming your brain for success, you are generating the opportunities that are on your radar. Your reticular activating system is literally seeing different things when you're telling a positive story in your brain. When you're feeling enthusiastic, your reticular activating system, part of your brain, is finding different opportunities for you. The reticular activating system is like a little matchmaker that lives in your head. It stands at attention and listens to you. What are you thinking about? What are you talking about? And it looks for more of that. And so when you're thinking negative things, it's looking for more negative things. That's what its job is. Its job is to match up whatever you're thinking about and talking about. And so when you're thinking about positive things, let's just use a phrase like opportunities are coming my way. I see opportunities everywhere. Good opportunities are in my awareness. I have so many opportunities in my business. Now your RAS, your RAS, starts thinking that and starts looking for that. Opportunities, opportunities, opportunities. So when you are thinking with a better brain, you are generating opportunities. They're coming on your radar. You're also generating better choices. When you're thinking positive and you're feeling good, you're using a better brain. You're making better decisions. Whenever you make a decision in your business, don't make a decision from a negative place, from a feel-bad place. You know, you end up doing that proverbial jump from the frying pan into the fire because you're not using a very good brain for making choices. So get yourself feeling good first. Get yourself feeling positive. Get yourself well-rested, relaxed, happy, feeling positive about your business, then make your decisions because you give yourself better choices. When you are focused on your brain, when you think about what your brain does, the reason I say your brain is 100% responsible for your outcomes, it's not only generating opportunities, it's not only generating choices, it's generating how motivated you feel when you take action. If you're telling a negative story, my business isn't doing very well, wah, 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 you don't feel like taking action. You don't feel like doing anything. When you are telling a positive story, you feel like taking action. You feel like doing more. You are generating the results you get from that positive mindset. You're generating the results you get from action. When you're feeling negative and you're in that bad state and you're in that, I'm going to just force myself and grind through and hustle and discipline myself to do all this stuff I hate, what kind of results do you get with that mindset? I mean, can't you just feel the constriction in your chest when you're like, I'm going to force myself to do this stuff I hate? You can just tell anything you move forward with is just going to turn out terribly. On the other hand, when you're thinking, I'm feeling good, I'm getting good results, I love being productive, it's fun to get out in the world, I love what's happening, it's going to be so cool to do this, I can't wait to get this done. Expansion. You're going to get better results. You're going to get better results with the action you take. You're going to show up in the world in a different way. You're going to greet people different. Everything starts with mindset. All action starts with your brain. All action starts with your brain. Everything in your world, look around. Look around wherever you're sitting right now. Every human-made thing you see started with somebody thinking about it. They thought about the design for this chair I'm sitting in. How would they make it? It was an idea. What color would it be? What would it look like? And then it came into the physical world. If I decide to take action in my business, whether it's a good decision or a bad decision, I still have to decide. And I still have to use my brain to make that decision to take action. So everything starts with mindset. Everything starts with mindset. 100% of everything you do, 100% of all of your results come from mindset in your business. This is why the brain is the single most important asset you have in your business. So when is it a good idea to take action? My ideal answer is that you want to take action when you're so excited you can't hold yourself back from action. And that's when I like to take action too. Wouldn't it be great if 100% of the time, that's how I felt about every action I take in my business? And I really try to hold that as the standard. But of course, I don't do that 100% of the time. Here's the reality of when I actually really do take action in my business. And so you can see which of these are feel good for you. Sometimes I take action just because it's the path of least resistance. It feels like it's easier just to take the action than to use meditation or my mindset or something else to get something done. That's just the truth. I'm not proud of that. And I don't necessarily go, oh, that's the way everybody should do it. But sometimes I just take action because it's the path of least resistance. So the easiest example to understand this that I can explain is, let's say I have a headache. Would I meditate my headache away? Or would I take the Arnica homeopathic remedy or peppermint oil or an Advil? I'd be more likely probably to take the action-oriented way to get rid of that headache. Now, if you had a history of having a lot of trouble with other methods, you might say the path of least resistance is to meditate the headache away. That might be a better way. Sometimes I take action just because it's the easier path for me than 100% mindset path. So let's say, for example, I want to make $1 million. I know I can make $1 million by sitting in a room and meditating every day and thinking about it and visualizing as though it's already happened. But I know that in my world, with all of my conditioning and all of the training I've gotten from the culture and all of the faulty beliefs that are instilled in me about how money is made, and all of the kind of little bit part of me that goes like, really? Will I really make it by meditating? It's easier just to take action and do something fun that would make $1 million, okay? So sometimes action is just the path of least resistance. So if that's the case, then I'm trying to take better action. I'm trying to take feel-good action. I'm trying to take action that's easy and fun. Sometimes I take action because I know the stress of not taking action is worse than just doing it. You know, if my bed is unmade in the morning and I walk by the bedroom and I see that bed unmade, for me, I get a little hit because I'm OCD and anal retentive. I get a little hit of like, oh, look at that messy bed. That makes me a little crazy, that messy bed. Now, I can spend all day walking past that bedroom going, oh, that makes me crazy. Or I can spend time saying to myself, well, just be zen about the bed. Feel good about the messy bed and train your brain about the messy bed. Or I can just take 60 seconds and make it. So for me, sometimes I do that. Sometimes it's just easier if something is super simple to take 60 seconds and do it. So those are the two kind of methods of taking action that I kind of wish I could say, oh, I'm so much more advanced. I don't do these other methods, but it's real. Those are the real things I do around taking action. Outside of that, it's my strong desire to take action from a feel-good place 100% of the time. So either, as I said before, when I absolutely can't hold myself back from action because I'm feeling so good and so fired up about an idea or something, or when I've primed my brain for action. So if I sit down, if I'm going to do the podcast, if I sit down, I'm going to write an email. If I sit down, I'm going to do a webinar. If I'm going to do anything in my business, I do not do that thing until I have done a little rant like that goes like, this is going to be so fun and I can't wait and it's going to be so productive and we're going to have such a good time and it's going to be great and it's going to feel so good to have this done and it's going to feel so good to give this into the world and I love getting my message out and I'm so happy I've got all these methods to do it and listen to music, listen to a fired up song, do some kind of mantras, right? Anything that gets me fired up, then I'm ready to go. Those are the points to take action from. The point here in all of this is to be aware. I named my company The Mind Aware. I didn't name my company The Mind Happy because I'm a realist. And I know I would like to be bouncing off the walls, excited to take action with every single thing that I do. But I know that that's really not being part of the real world for me. So I just want to be aware. Sometimes it's easier to look at action as a method for forward movement because it gives us a focal point for success. You know, we may not believe that we can sit and meditate and have money fall into our laps. And so the action becomes the focal point for the results we get. And frankly, you might remember me saying this at the beginning of all this. It's fun to take action. I mean, we're here. We're in the physical. We want to create. We're creators. We want to get our hands in the clay and build something and create something and dream about something and see it come into being. We want to be the inventor of the chair and have the idea for the chair and then see it come into reality. It's fun to take action. In my belief system, that's what we're born to do. We're here so that we can create and play and enjoy this glorious, glorious playground called human existence. So I don't have all the answers, you know, I'm figuring it out myself and I'm finding my own ways to feel good with that balance between mindset and action. But for me, I'd like having both in my life. And I know you'll figure it out too. And I know in the meantime, you'll know, train your brain, train your brain, train your brain, train your brain, feel good, feel good, feel good, feel good, and then take action.